Broadcasting to the world. Broadcasting to the world. To the world. To the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul. BlakeRadio.com.
Tell me what you want to be when you get older.
Fashion designer.
I want to be a basketball player.
I want to be one of the best singers.
I want to be a modeler.
I want to be a songman.
I want to be a singer.
I want to be an actor.
I want to be a model.
Or a good day. It must be Sunday, boys and girls, because all the families are home today. There's no school, no work, and we're all just relaxing and getting ready for the next day ahead. Now, Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories is a family tradition with the mommies and daddies and grandma, nana, grandfather, poppy, aunts and uncles and babysitters and very special guests. And they're going to be talking about our theme, which happens to be the solar system. And I want to make a very special announcement because, you know, Starfish,
what,
sometimes, oh yes, sometimes mommies and daddies want to be able to go out. And, of course, bedtime becomes very, very important. It's real crucial. And sometimes you have people that will step in for you, Nana, Poppy, aunts and uncles, and because of that, we have an announcement for a night out for the parents. Can you believe
it? Come on down to the Court Theater for Alicia Keys' Stick Fly, the tale of two adult sons who independently choose to introduce their girlfriends to their parents during a relaxed weekend, resulting in sibling rivalries, clashes of opinion, class distinction, and family secrets that threaten to divide the family. Lydia R. Diamond Stick Fly is directed by Kenny Leon and stars Dulé Hill, Mekhi Pfeiffer, Tracy Toms, and Tony Award winner Ruben Santiago Hudson. For tickets to Stick Fly at the Court Theater located at 138 West 48th Street, call the Court Theater box office at 212-239-6200. Again, for tickets, call 212-239-6200. We'll be waiting for you.
And now, boys and girls, it's time for Rubber Ducky.
I got a big old fluffy towel to dry myself when I get out. You know what else I got to make bathtub time the best time of my day? I bet you know what it is. I bet you got one too. It's my special pal. Let's sing about him now.
Rubber ducky, you're the one. You make bath time lots of fun. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. Vovo-vodio, rubber ducky, joy of joy. When I squeeze you, you make noise. Rubber ducky, you're my very best friend. It's true. Every day when I make my way to the tubby, I find a little fella who's cute and yellow and
rubber ducky, come over here. You are the dirtiest birdie I've ever seen. Come on over here. I gotta wash behind your ears. What do you mean you don't have any ears? I know it's gonna tickle, but I gotta get you nice and clean. Know what I mean?
Every day when I make my way to the tubby, I find a little fella who's cute, yellow, and chubby. Rubber dub da. chubby, rubber ducky, you're so fine. And I'm lucky that you're mine. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of. Rubber ducky, I'm lucky.
It's so much fun taking a bath.
Oh, yes. Rubber dub ducky.
Great to be an alphabet kid. Yeah, 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 yeah. The alphabet kid. We're the alphabet kids. Yeah, 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 yeah. The alphabet kids.
So come on, be one of us and take a ride on our alphabet bus. It's easy. You can start today to read and rhyme and spell and play. And when you do, you will agree there's nothing better than ABC.
Yeah, A-B-C-D-E-F-G.
Exciting. I love that song.
Good evening, girls, teachers. Tolerance and understanding. Our stories have life lessons from responsibility to recycling to bullying and being a good friend. And we have six characters. We have Allegra. She's Italian-American. We have Elena. She's Hispanic-American. We have Isaac, he's Jewish-American. We have Oni, she is African-American. Umar, he is...
Juan, I just wanted to really talk, also let the boys and girls and parents as well, let them know what is going on with this special team. What relationship does Isaac have with you?
Well, Isaac is my son, and he is one of the authors. And it gives me great joy to work with Isaac. Isaac has always been interested in writing, and my husband and I have always encouraged his creative writing.
Wow, New York City, amazing. Do you want to give any of your friends, as we call it on Aunt Jewel's radio show, a shout-out?
Yes, I would like to give my friend Daniel Mizrahi a shout-out, and I hope his bedtime is going really well.
I'm sure you'll make him feel at ease with this great interview that you're going to do on Aunt Jewel's radio show.
Of course, and I had ran into Allison's father today, and his name is Jack, and he said that his daughter Allison was going to be listening to our show, and they have three cats. Can you imagine? Jerry, Sweetie Pie, and Munkin.
Yes, wow.
So I think that we're ready to start listening to this story. I think the boys and girls they're already squeaky clean. So they've already gotten their favorite pillow. And
their PJ.
Right, right. And I know that's something that Isaac has is probably his favorite pillow and favorite pajamas, and I bet you his mom could probably even tell you what she used to do before they went to bed.
Well, when Isaac was a little boy, I used to read him stories every night. We would read three or four of his favorite books, and then we would lie down and talk about what we read.
Just like what we do on Aunt Jewel's bedtime stories.
Exactly. Exactly.
So right. We're so thrilled that this is from Blake Radio Network and Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Story. And, of course, what's brought to you, to Isaac, is from your mommy and daddy. This would be great to be able to start everyone off in imagination before we even hear the story. I'm so ready.
Oh, yes. Let's take off. Here we go, boys and girls.
the Discover and Learn Solar System cassette. In this cassette, we discover the 9 planets. So buckle up and enjoy the ride.
I'm Mercury. I'm really, really dry.
Closest planet to the sun. 57 million miles from Earth. Ancient Romans named it Mercury in honor of the swift messenger of their gods. Which is sensible, since Mercury moves around the sun faster than any other planet. Dry and almost airless.
I'm Venus. I'm bright and beautiful.
Known to be the Earth's twin because of its similarity in size. The closest planet to the Earth, approximately 25.7 million miles away. From Earth, Venus is brighter than any other planet or star, named after the Roman goddess of love and beauty. One Venus year in Earth terms is 7.5 months.
My name is Earth. You're probably most familiar with me. Kind of like homies.
So much information. Oh my goodness.
I'm ready to go. I'm ready to learn. And I know that
I am
Isaac,
ready to.
I know that Isaac is ready to shoot us off into the planet.
Yes. The Alphabet Kids go to the planetarium. They call themselves the Alphabet Kids because that's where they like to hang out, at the Alphabet After School Center. Every day, they learn something new. Today, the Alphabet Kids were taking a field trip to the planetarium. A planetarium is a place where kids and adults can go see stars and planets projected on the inside of a dome. The Alphabet Kids got on the bus, and Isaac's mom, Yang's dad, and Elena's dad were coming too. Today, I will show you our solar system. Dr. Blake led the Alphabet Kids into a very dark, round room. The ceiling looks just like the sky at night, exclaimed Isaac as stars appeared on the ceiling. Wow, this is beautiful. Look how many stars there are in the sky, whispered Oni. There are billions of them, answered Elena. Qué bonito. It's so beautiful. Dr. Blake explained, here you can see a galaxy. Planets. This is our solar system. It is made up of the 8 planets that orbit our star, which we call the Sun. In addition to the planets, the solar system consists of the planets' moons, comets, asteroids, minor planets, dust, and gas, said Dr. Blake. The Sun is a star? Asked Oni. Of course, said Dr. Blake. Our Sun is an average-sized star in the galaxy. It looks much bigger to us because of its distance from our planet. The Sun is much closer to the Earth than all the other stars. Here are the names of the 8 planets in our solar system, said Dr. Blake. Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune. One way to remember the planets and their order is to say, my very educated mother just served us noodles. Each of the first letters will help you to remember the order of the planets. All right, kids, we are going to watch a movie about our solar system, said Dr. Blake. We will talk about the planets as you see them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy. The Alphabet Kids sat way back and stared at the ceiling of the large dome. All of a sudden, a big yellow ball with red spots appeared. That's the Sun, called Oni, our star. That's right, said Dr. Blake. We can see it clearly because it is on the screen. But when you are looking at the Sun outside, you should never stare directly at the brightest of all the planets. It is covered in clouds of gas that capture the sunlight, making the planet very hot, even hotter than Mercury, said Dr. Blake. It has a whitish-bluish color. On some nights, Venus can be seen from Earth without a telescope. Soon, a big light blue-colored planet swooped across the ceiling. Venus, Venus, said the alphabet kids excitedly. I know what comes next, said Allegra. Our planet, Earth. Soon, a planet with land and water appeared on the screen. Did you know that 80% of our Earth is water? Said Dr. Blake. Whoa, it's like a giant swimming pool, said Umar. Mars is the fourth planet from the sun and is known as the Red Planet, said Dr. Blake. A giant red planet soared across the ceiling. It's just like my shirt, said Isaac. Why is it that color? Asked Yang. The rocks and soil have iron in them, making Mars a red color, Dr. Blake responded. All of a sudden, a giant orange planet appeared on the dome. Wow, that is a big planet, said Allegra with their eyes open wide. Si, que grande, said Elena. Yes, that's big. This is Jupiter, the largest planet in the solar system, explained Dr. Blake. It's more than 1,300 times bigger than our Earth. Then another planet appeared with many rings around it. Saturn, all the alphabet kids said. Yes, laughed Dr. Blake. Saturn is the sixth planet from the sun and is the second largest planet. It's amazing, said Oni. When a light blue planet appeared, Oni called out, Here comes Uranus. Yes, agreed Dr. Blake. Uranus is the seventh planet from the sun and is the third largest planet. It looks like a huge gumball, said Isaac, licking his lips. Finally, Neptune was shown on the screen, and the alphabet kids learned that Neptune had 8 moons. Speaking of moons, said Dr. Blake, Earth has 1 moon, and we can see only 1 side of the moon from Earth. Being on the moon is very different than being on Earth, Dr. Blake continued. 12 astronauts have walked on the moon so far. They needed air tanks and special suits to help them survive without oxygen and gravity. Our moon is covered with rocks that are about 4.3 billion years old. There are big round holes in them, called craters, which are formed from collisions from either comets, asteroids, and meteoroids. What's gravity? Asked Umar. Gravity is a force that pulls, and said, Well, kids, thanks for coming to the planetarium. I hope you enjoyed the trip, and now you know a lot of interesting facts about our solar system and the planets. Please come back and visit us again. All of the alphabet kids climbed onto the bus. During the ride back to the alphabet after-school center, they all fell asleep and dreamed about space and their new friend, Dr. Blake, the astronomer. The end.
Wow. That was excellent. I just felt like I was soaring through so much information.
I felt the same way. And to be able to... Mom, I mean, can you imagine Mom learning about the solar system by using that favorite phrase? What was that again, Isaac?
Sorry, can you repeat that question?
How did the professor say that you could learn the planets? He gave something that indicated that you should know about your mom.
Oh, yes. He gave you a trick to remember the planets. My very educated mother just served us noodles.
My very educated mother just served us noodles. Oh, that's great. What does it stand for again?
My stands for Mercury. Very stands for Venus. Educated stands for Earth. Mother stands for Mars. Just stands for Jupiter. Serve for Saturn. Us for Uranus.
By the time they finished the tour, all of the children were so tired in the bus they went to sleep. But Isaac did a wonderful job in writing it. I know a lot about the planetarium now.
Me too. And Miss Carrie Mitchell, do you have any questions to ask Isaac?
I have two questions. My first one is, how many years have you been writing?
Oh, well, I've been writing ever since I was a young boy. I think my first short story I wrote when I was 6 years old. I definitely loved writing. I went to creative. I took a creative writing course at NYU this past summer. I'm not sure if I want to be a writer when I'm an adult, but I will definitely continue writing for the rest of my life, because it's the way I can get my ideas down and release some stress is through my writing.
Oh, thank you for answering my question.
And don't you think he did a great job, though?
Yes, he really did.
Thank you for calling Angel's Bedtime Stories.
You're welcome.
How did you know? What was the first thing that you did when you said you started at six?
Yes.
So did your mother read stories? Was it your imagination when you were going to bed and you wanted to put it down in paper and maybe just didn't even know the words, but yet you were able to draw something? How did you first start out with it? And then when did your mother even ask you to write this book?
Well, as a child, I didn't really think of ideas in bed and then write it down. What I used to do was when I would walk around and I'd see something, the object I would see triggered certain ideas and thoughts in my mind that I thought, ooh, this would make a nice story or this would be a nice description. And I either wrote it down as a story, a poem, or a song. And, of course, I showed it to my mother. And, of course, my mother loved it and used to show it to the family. But, of course, there were a lot of mistakes since I was a little boy. And with this book, my mother knew that I loved writing. I always showed her my poems and my songs because my friend and I, we used to write music and we used to perform music. So I came to my mother and I told my mother, Mom, I'd love to possibly write a book for you. And my mother loved the idea. She spoke with her partner, Patrice Amara, and before we knew it, we had a book done and we got it published.
Wow. That seems like a dream come true.
Definitely.
I'm wondering, though, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, great.
I enjoy writing, so do you have any advice on how I can continue?
Sure. Well, my first piece of advice is to do really what I did. I mean, just keep your eyes open. Always observe. I would actually say carry a notebook around with you, because if you see something or if you hear something and you jot it down, you'll never forget it. And even if you don't use that piece of writing or that idea right then and there, you never know what you could do with that piece of writing. I believe everything written down has a priceless value to it.
Okay, thank you.
Good words of advice. And I would also like to add, if you write a journal just every day just to get into the habit of writing, I think that mm-hmm. will also be helpful.
Okay, that's a great idea. Thank you.
Anytime.
Thanks for calling.
Wow, such great writers. And I'm sure, Isaac, that you're interested.
Yes, I would love to talk about Alphabet Kids. Our goal really is to help educate our youngest learners by teaching them tolerance and understanding, to love their friends and just be kind. And, you know, our stories also teach children how to, responsibility, and we teach about recycling, and we teach about being a good friend, and it's holiday time, and we'd love to give, many, many books.
Right. So a school can be able to have this as their project?
Yes, we do. We're on a Many Faces, Many Places tour. We plan in January to go to Chicago and Los Angeles. We hope one day to meet all you listeners from around the country and, of course, visit schools, churches, temples, mosques, and, of course, community centers.
Of course. And I hear that you're going to also be promoting the show, your books, on a special show next week.
Yes, we're going to be on the Today Show, and it's going to be recorded on December 12th. I don't know when they're airing it, but it's very exciting, and it will be for our music. We have the Music for the World CD, which they're called the Pacinto Multicultural Chorus. And check out our CDs on our website, and you can learn more about the Pacinto.
Oh, wow.
Wow, such exciting adventures.
Yes, it's very exciting.
And especially to do something to be able to like the planet, saving our Earth is so important because this is the only planet that we have right now that we all can live on. And we all can be able to do something. And as we found out from Isaac, it doesn't matter how old you are or how young you are. You can be able to do something. And we even had a person who wrote, a very famous person who wrote about the Earth, an Earth song. And I know that Star would like to at least listen for a few minutes, and I think that it really will touch everyone, just like when Isaac and his mom wrote this book and the Planetarian, and writing a book for multicultural and being able to show how we can be different, but we can all be able to appreciate our differences.
Yes.
Exactly, Aunt Jewel. And the songs, would everyone like to hear our song that you requested, Aunt Jewel?
I would like to.
Me too.
So do I.
The Earth Song by Michael Jackson. Here we go.
One of my favorite songs.
And you picked the right book to even be able to talk about it, understanding how important our planet is. It is extremely a song that I think everyone can be able to understand, no matter where they come from.
Exactly.
We have one of the things that was so important when you talked about doing the Planetarian, that book, and having children understand and being educated, and having Isaac just be able to share it with us, and it was so plain, and it allowed kids that the opportunity that they can be able to do something, and they can help save the planet, because this is the only one that we have.
Absolutely.
There was also another book. Oh, I'm sorry. There's also another book called Our Earth, How Kids Are Saving the Planet, doing exactly what you're doing, Allegra is doing, and what Isaac is doing, not only just being able to just have a book yourself, but be able to help someone that if they buy a book, that you're going to donate a book. And that's just spreading the education, the knowledge, to not only just keeping it to yourself, but sharing it with others.
Yes.
Oh, and what they see by writing it down, no matter how old or young they are, because he started when he was 6, and one day be able to have a book that's published.
Yes, that's right.
And that goes hand in hand with dreams and just working hard for your dreams to come true.
Right, that's why it's important to be able to have those bedtime hours and to share it with your family because you're able to rest and be able to. And Isaac, we can tell that you've been pretty powerful because you shared with your mom and dad. You weren't bashful about it. You let them know, despite the fact that you said that there was some errors, you still shared it with them.
Of course, because if it weren't for my parents, I would never have started writing in the first place.
That is great. And it also shows the importance of having a voice and not being afraid to let it out.
Yes.
What I also find very important for all you listeners, it is so important every night to read. Get either mommy or daddy or grandma or poppy to lay down with you and read a story. Because when my children were very, very young, every night I would read to all of them. And I found that it helped them in school and it helped them in life. And it's a very, very special time to be with the parent right before they sleep. And
that is special, and I'm so glad that we're able to share with the boys and girls out there all across the land. And I would just like for Starfish to read a book, and we won't have all the time to be able to finish it, but it's that book called No One But You, because that's one of the things that Allegra's and Isaac were talking about, was what is special about their book. Is being able to focus.
Taught to be shown, but the best things, the most important ones of all, are the ones no one can teach you or show you or explain. No one can discover them but you. No one but you can feel the rain kiss your skin, or the wind ruffle your hair. No one but you can walk through a rain puddle in your bare feet. No one but you can listen with your ears to the song of a red bird in a treetop, or the wind in the pines, or the scolding of a squirrel as he shakes his tail and stamps his feet. No one but you. No one but you can see the morning sun sparkle on the water as you dangle your toes and watch a sunfish dart behind a stump and see the miraculous marching of a water strider across the surface of a pond. No one but you. No one but you can get a gentle hold, a turtle with your own hands, and count the plates on her back and the stripes on her chin. Feel the hardness of her shell and the soft scratching of her claws, and imagine what a turtle's life is like as she swims back into the blue-green shadows of her world. No one but you. No one but you. Only one person can notice the hum of a bumblebee on a lazy afternoon as he buzzes past your ear on his way to a clover patch, and that someone is no one but you. And who else but you will roll a glistening dewdrop from a rose petal onto your tongue, or savor a red ripe strawberry or a golden drip of honey and know what it tastes like? Just you. Just you. No one else can blow a parachute seed into the wind with your breath, or whistle with a blade of grass held between your two thumbs, or sing your very own song with your very own voice in your very own way. No one but you. No one
but you. Oh. Definitely special. Definitely special. No one but you. You're special to your parents. You're special to your friends. You're special to your Nana, your Poppy. your aunt, your uncle, very, very special, because no one but you can be able to make a difference. And we want to thank the Alphabet Kids for coming and sharing their wonderful story about the planetarium and letting us know about the solar system and how important it is to all of us. I want to thank you very much, the mom and son, Allegra and Isaiah. Thank you so much for sharing that. And again, letting the children know about how they can be able to purchase a book and be able to have their purchase make it.
I learned so much from Isaac and so much from Allegra. Thank you again for being on Aunt Jewel's radio show.
Thank you for having us.
Of course. Anytime, we definitely would love for you to come, because we'll be talking next week about the holidays and family traditions.
Okay, thank you.
I also want to talk about for parents what we mentioned even earlier, and that was an opportune time for them to be able to go somewhere just for parents. But I think, Starfish, I think we may have some children who are yarning, and it's one of the favorite times of moms and dads and grandpa and poppy. Because when you see
their eyes,
I see
grandpa
closed,
dozing off. There's grandpa. Almost. I think it's a snore.
He always does that.
All the planets. And just like there's so many planets and stars and it's endless in the galaxy, that's how your imagination should be. Endless. Just like a star, boys and girls, by Corinne Bailey Ray.
Just like a star across the sky, just like an angel off the page, you have appeared to my life, feel like I'll never be the same. Just like a song in my heart, just like oil on my hands, only to love. I wonder why it is I don't argue like this with anyone but you. You do it all the time, blowing out my mind. You got this look I can't describe. You make me feel
again for the parents. Alicia Keys, The Night Out. It's presenting Stick Fly, the tale of two adult sons who independently introduced their girlfriends to their parents during a relaxed weekend. The result is sibling rivalry, clashes of opinions, clashes of distinction, and family secrets that threaten to divide the family. Now be sure to see Lilia R. Diamond's Stick Fly, directed by Kenny Leon, at the Court Theater, that's 138 West 48th Street in New York City, which stars DeLay Hill, Mackay Pfeiffer, Tracy Toms, the Tony Award winner Ruben Santio Hudson, Rosie Benton, and Kadola Rashad. Now, for tickets to Stick Fly at the Court Theater located at 138 West 48th Street, call the theater box office at 212-239-6200. Do something for yourself. You put the children to sleep. They're rested, ready for tomorrow. And I want to thank Starfish for helping me so much today do Aunt Jewel's bedtime stories. Thank you.
Thank you, Aunt Jewel. I had a great time with our great host.
We did it once again, Alphabet Kids. They made our show really great and sharing because our Earth is very, very important to us. Are you sleepy yet? See you next Sunday.